This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. North Korea has confirmed that it has test-fired a new type of intercontinental ballistic missile earlier this Wednesday. Local reports say the launch of the Hwasong-15 has been a success. The report claims the missile can reach all parts of the U.S. mainland. The missile reportedly reached an altitude of close to 4,500 kilometers. That's more than 10 times the height of the International Space Station. After re-entry, the missile landed around 950 kilometers from its launch site in North Korea, landing in the Sea of Japan. It's Pyongyang's first missile test since mid-September. It comes a week after the Trump administration put North Korea back on a U.S. list of countries it says supports terrorism, allowing it to impose more sanctions. Police in Beijing have begun to unravel a string of fantastic allegations, which led to a massive public outcry in China, noting that most of the claims made against a local kindergarten have been made up. National fervor taking hold last week following allegations that children attending an international kindergarten in Beijing were subject to sexual assaults, fed illegal drugs, and stabbed with needles. Beijing police now say the allegations of children being fed drugs have been made up. Two women have been accused of starting the rumor, one of whom is now in police custody. The other woman has been given a warning, while another father involved has admitted to coercing his child to tell TV reporters that she had been fed drugs. Allegations of sexual assault at the school have also been dismissed after the mother of one of the children admitted to convincing her child to make the claims to authorities. However, police have detained the 22-year-old teacher for using a knitting needle to poke children who refused to nap. Allegations against the New York-listed RYB education facility in Beijing, prompting a nationwide inspection of kindergartens, and also saw RYB's share price take a dramatic hit due to the scandal. Tourists stuck on the Indonesian resort island of Bali are going to have to find accommodations for at least one more day. Indonesia's air transport authorities extended the closure of the island's airport to at least Thursday morning amid the continued eruption of the Mount Agung volcano. The volcano springing back to life last week after lying dormant since 1963, spewing out ash and hot gases, prompting a local evacuation of some 100,000 people. Tourists who have been vacationing on the popular island have been essentially trapped there as the local airport has remained closed due to the dangers caused by flying into a volcanic plume, as the fine particulate is known to stall jet engines. Those hoping to get off the island have to travel hours by vehicle, then take a boat ride to a different island, which is difficult, as the region is now in the midst of its rainy season, making boat rides dangerous. China and Hungary signing off on over 10 different agreements covering areas of agriculture, e-commerce, finance, telecommunications, tourism, and education. The agreements have been signed following talks between Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and his Hungarian counterpart Viktor Orban in Budapest. China's current investment in Hungary reaching $4.1 billion, creating around 10,000 local jobs. The United Nations Special Envoy for Syria meeting and holding talks with the Syrian opposition delegation, kicking off a new round of inter-Syrian talks under the aegis of the United Nations. The Syrian government delegation failing to arrive at Geneva on the opening day of the new round of talks. The UN says that the government representatives will arrive and attend the talks on Wednesday. Although the details of the first round of talks between the UN envoy and the Syrian opposition delegation remain unknown, the UN has said earlier that the focus for this new round of talks will be on the issue of elections and the constitution. Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has given a three-month amnesty for individuals and corporations to return back funds illegally taken from the country or face arrest. Amnesty will take effect in the coming month. Mnangagwa says the military intervention, which led to the resignation of former President Robert Mugabe last week, has helped to uncover cases where huge sums of money and other assets were illegally externalized by individuals and businesses. Upon the expiry of the three-month window, Mnangagwa says the government will proceed to arrest all of those who would not have complied with the directive. Zimbabwe currently facing a cash crunch as the main currency, which is the U.S. dollar, and surrogate bond notes remain in short supply. The Russian military confirming on Tuesday that a warplane drove away a U.S. Navy aircraft over the Black Sea this past week. Press service for Russia's southern military district saying Russian air control detected a target rapidly approaching the Russian border over international waters in the Black Sea on November the 25th. It says an Su-30 fighter took off, approached the air target, identified it as a U.S. aircraft. After spotting the Russian jet, the American plane changed its route and flew away from the Russian border. CNN reporting on Monday that a Russian Su-30 made an unsafe intercept of a U.S. P-8A Poseidon aircraft Saturday while it was flying over the Black Sea. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.